Recently in Sitka, residents were invited to visit the library and sign a card of support for Joe Mill, a 2009 graduate of Sitka High who lost his right leg in combat in Afghanistan and who is now in a rehabilitation unit at Walter Reed Hospital in Maryland. The individual organizing the effort, however, is not in Mill's family or a member of his church. He's the photojournalist who broke the story. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
You might remember when J.R. Enchetta was last in the news. He's the journalism major at the University of Alaska, now a junior, who embedded with the 125th Stryker Brigade in Afghanistan last year. But what began as an educational adventure turned personal when he visited a combat hospital in Kandahar and found Joe Mill, a classmate from Sitka High. Mill's right leg had been blown off by a Taliban IED, or improvised explosive device.
When I was in Afghanistan, I promised him that I would see him in the future, and maybe in the year anniversary when he was injured in Afghanistan with his buddy, Rex Tharp. And so I've kept in contact with them from time to time, you know, from phone calls, Facebook messages, texts. So something I want to do in the future is follow their story.
Tharp also had lost his right leg in a blast a few moments earlier on the same patrol. A long-term project is not all that unusual for a journalist, even a college student, but having this kind of inspiration during winter break is.
I was like, oh, why don't I just make this card and have the community sign it for Joe in support of, you know, what he's up to.
And so the card, which Enchetta is delivering in person to Mill this week at Walter Reed Hospital. Journalists usually remain detached from their stories, but Enchetta concedes that the parallel trajectories of two Sitka kids and their chance encounter in a combat hospital is its own story, and he's part of it. Enchetta wants to see it through.
After I got back from Afghanistan and was able to, you know, process the whole thing, and it was still very surreal. And basically, I stopped looking at the pictures after the summertime, and I stopped looking at them until for about a good solid 2 months. And I remember looking at it for a project that I had. It was very hard to look at the pictures again. It just really brought me back to the moment. And I think about both of them, and part of me wants to be part of that as a journalist, and the other part, you know, I'm curious. What are they up to as a human being? How they're doing?
Enchetta is looking forward to catching up with both Mill and Tharp. He and his professor at UAF, Cheryl Hatch, are having the usual difficulties obtaining credentials and permission to work inside Walter Reed Hospital. He's going to respect the system, though, because despite his devastating injury, it's clear that Mill still does.
I think for Joe, especially, I think he still wants to remain with the military and serve our country. And that's very, I don't know what the words for that is, just amazing.
And while he's back east, Enchetta also has tickets to attend the inauguration and plans to send pictures back to Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.